Newsom, Bonta dismissed from teacher suit over transgender disclosure policy. California Governor Gavin Newsom and State Attorney General Rob Bonta have been removed as defendants in a lawsuit brought by two teachers over a policy that bans teachers from notifying parents of a student's gender transition. Elizabeth Mirabelli and Lorian West, two teachers in the Escondido School District in San Diego County, sued the district and several administration members over the policy in April 2023, claiming it violated their religious freedom and free speech. In January, the plaintiffs added Mr. Newsom and Mr. Bonta as defendants, saying the lawmakers are also responsible for the enforcement of the rule due to California Education Department guidance, which states that disclosing that a student is transgender without the student's permission may violate California's anti-discrimination law by increasing the student's vulnerability to harassment and may violate the student's right to privacy. Mr. Newsom and Mr. Bonta asked the court to dismiss them as defendants because the school district's protocol was based on guidance and not binding policies or official law, and the judge granted their request. Emmanuel Soichet, an attorney representing the Attorney General, said during an April 29 hearing that the state was ready to disavow any enforcement. However, Paul Jana of the Thomas More Society, who represents the two plaintiffs, argued that other school districts across the state that passed policies requiring parents to be notified if their child identifies as transgender were pressured to comply with the state's guidance. Mr. Jana cited Mr. Newsom's threat to sue the Temecula Valley Unified School District last summer for not approving a social studies curriculum that included supplementary material that mentioned Harvey Milk, a gay rights advocate who allegedly had an inappropriate relationship with a minor. The board eventually approved the curriculum with exceptions. However, the judge concluded that Mr. Newsom's statements against the Temecula Valley School Board have not yet crossed over into state action and took Ms. Soichet's statements that the state would not enforce the guideline as binding.